Hey, trophies, it's Melissa McLeod. This month over in the private group, we are taking a deep dive into money. Ooh, did that make you uncomfortable when I said that? Do you think it's impolite to talk about money? Gosh, we have so many hangups and issues around money. And a lot of us never learned basic personal finance. And now you're out there in the world walking around as an adult. You don't even know how to balance your checkbook. So I brought in one of the experts. This is Catherine Ciccoletti. We're friends from college. We worked at summer camp together. And she has been in the financial industry for over 15 years. She started out in hedge funds in New York City and then launched her own financial education brand, Ms. Cheat Sheet. She's a whiz on all things financial, especially investing. She even wrote the book on investing. Like literally, she wrote a book on investing. I'll put the link in the show notes. And she gives you a great exercise in our chat here. And so I hope you take the time to do it immediately after this episode. See you on the other side. Hey, ladies, it's Melissa McLeod. Welcome, welcome. I have on the line with me Catherine Ciccoletti. Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm so thrilled to introduce you all to Catherine. Catherine and I go way back to the late 90s when we were both fresh college students and we worked together at the most epic summer camp in the history of the world called the Lair of the Bear. It was a camp run by students at our alma mater, UC Berkeley. Go Bears. And we had so much fun working in the summertime and then going to school in the non-summertime and have stayed in touch all these years here through social media. So when I decided to take a deep dive into money this month with the trophies, Catherine was the first person who popped in my head. And I know she's just the best gal to train on personal finance. And so she and I were just setting up this call and we know personal finance is just the biggest topic. We could all be here for 2 weeks straight talking about it. And we could go over insurance and emergency funds and investments and everything else there is and real estate and who knows what else. And so we decided to focus on one topic that I feel is going to impact us all, and it's basic budgeting. So Catherine, let me turn the call over to you. Teach us everything you know about basic budgeting.
Okay. So I feel like the best thing to focus on is big picture, not, I think when people hear budgeting, they think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to be talking to them about the cost of blueberries and how to eliminate nickel and diming yourself at the grocery store. I don't care about that. I feel like a lot of people don't even know about the big macro way to look at your spending and what you're making and make some adjustments to, it doesn't even have to be so you can save. It can just be so you know what's going on with your money. And a lot of people actually are spending money on things that they don't even realize that they're spending that much money on, like we were saying, exercise classes, or it all adds up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So something that I do now, and I've been doing for years, is at the end of the day, you gotta know how much it costs to run your life, bottom line. And when I say run your life, it could be you by yourself, or it could be you and your family, whatever, kids, no kids, but you got to know, all right, on a monthly basis, this is how much money I have to pay out to external parties to run my life. External parties, for example, my rent or my mortgage or my car lease or dinner out with friends. So big picture, that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. And the best thing you can do is you can do this with a piece of paper, you can do this in a spreadsheet, but write down two columns. Let's just say a piece of paper. One column is your fixed monthly costs, and then your other column is your variable monthly costs. So,
okay, perfect. So let's say
all you're going to do.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. So what you want to know is, okay, what on the fixed side, what do I absolutely have to pay every single month without fail? This is not a manicure. This is not an exercise class. This is not a Starbucks addiction, which I'm in favor of all of those things, but we just need to know where they fall, right, in the budget. So the fixed side is your rent. You have to pay your rent. You have to pay your mortgage. You have to pay your car bill, your car lease. You have to pay your electricity bill. You likely, if you have children and you work and you have your kids in some form of daycare, you have to pay for your daycare. I mean, you know what is an absolute must. I can't tell you, but a lot of people would say, well, daycare, is that a fixed cost? And I mean, you only know that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're going to know what you have to do, right? And the way you can do that is, first of all, just go through, open, log onto your checking account and see what's coming out every month and look for the things that are fixed that you have to absolutely pay. I mean, health insurance, right? If you don't have a job that has health insurance. Okay, does that make sense so far? You feel like that's pretty clear?
Right. So I'm thinking of things that, like, we've cut back on, like, cable was one where we cut the cord. That was something that thought was a fixed expense when really it was discretionary spending. And so it's getting like that nitpicky with every single penny. Oh. Where does it go? In which column? I love that.
Getting that. And that's awesome because that is exactly what happened to me. So using the cable thing as an example, all your bills, right? Your cell phone bill, your cable bill, right? All that is fixed. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then what happens is, let's put a pause on that. Okay. Remind me to circle back to the cable bill thing. And then what you want to do on the variable side is, one that's up for discussion is groceries. Like, where does that fall? Fixed or variable? I have that actually in my variable because you have to buy groceries. So that would be, someone would say, well, that's not the right column. But I knew that what I spend is up for discretion.
Yeah.
Right?
You can definitely cut back on there for sure.
You could, yeah, exactly. Are you going to shop at Vaughn's for your basic stuff or are you going to go to Whole Foods, right? So the variable side is all the stuff that you feel like is tweakable. So I have my groceries, I have my hair, like haircut and highlight, right? I go to acupuncture once a month. These aren't musts. I mean, the groceries are musts, but I could go to Costco, right, and cut that bill. So these are all things that you like to do and that you want a part of your life, but you maybe could adjust a little bit if necessary. Mm-hmm. Now, once you have those two columns, so again, you can do that by going through your checking account to see what money's coming out. And, someone says, well, I go to Starbucks every day. And I see it on my checking, coming out of my checking account, go through your credit card statements too. Right. Mm-hmm. So I would figure out, okay, if I go to Starbucks every day and I'm spending, I don't know, $1 a day there, if I'm spending $30 a month or 45, that's on your variable side. And don't be like, oh, I'm not including that. Like, that's a real thing that you want. You probably want to factor in. So just put it down as a variable thing. You just want to know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You just want to know. I mean, I go to Pete's every day and it's like $2. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know, all right, well, this is part of my daily deal. So I've got to figure this out. Mm-hmm. So then what you're staring at is a long list of items on two columns. And you obviously want to, you know, you could look at the last 2 months, let's say, of your checking account and your credit card statement and take the average. So you could say, all right, well, one month I spent $400 on groceries, and then last month I spent $500. So, you know, we could take the average of those two. Okay. Mm. Maybe you were traveling 1 month and not here, and so it was less or whatever. So now you're staring at two columns, fixed and variable.
Yep.
So the thing you want to do now is do exactly what you did, meaning you look at your cable that's on your fixed side. And I did the same thing. I was paying $170 a month in cable. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? You know? Mm-hmm. And so I've cobbled together a package that I now pay $70 by canceling my cable, and I have the whole thing. I do the a la carte. So I've got Netflix, I've got HBO a la carte, I've got Showtime a la carte, and I've got Hulu a la carte. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Prime, Amazon Prime Video, which comes with Prime. And I got it down. I now pay $70 a month. So what you do is you look at the things that you are spending money on, and it draws attention. And then the exercise class thing, which would be on your variable thing. Like all of a sudden you're spending, I don't know, $150 on exercise classes a month for whatever reason. And or depending on where you live. And then you're like, do I need to do this? Like, I live in a really nice place and it's sunny out. Why don't we try to get that down to 50? And then at least you know where your money is. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is the main thing. Okay, I'm going to stop now on the chance that you have many questions.
Okay, perfect. No, this is a great exercise that I believe most people never, ever do. So this is the perfect starting point.
Yeah, and the idea isn't to... if you feel like your bank account is at zero or going to zero every month, the idea is to provide you some mental stability with this exercise. It's not to get like a savings plan. That's a whole separate conversation, right? Mm-hmm. The idea is to provide you some stability with, I personally know how much money I have going out every single month, and I know how much money I have coming in. And that provides me mentally with a level of security, a secure feeling, right? Like I don't feel anxious about what, you know, if I didn't have a job, that would be a different story. But then there's a lot of people that have multiple jobs, like let's say a handful of jobs, consulting jobs, or you have irregular income. Mm-hmm. You can still do this, because then if you have a windfall 1 month, right, or a project, and you make, let's say you make 3 months worth of money, right, mm-hmm. with one project, you now know what your monthly expenses are. So you're got to be like, great, okay, that's fantastic that I just had a X amount come in because of this project, but this is only going to last me 2 months, right? Mm-hmm. Or 2.5 months. So that means I got to get another job in the pipeline within the next 2 weeks or whatever, right?
Right. Now, do you have a guideline for how much of your income, your net income, like after taxes, you should be spending on your non-discretionary spending, like the musts, like the mortgage? Like we read a book in the group that recommended 70%. I saw online 50% is good, then 30% for lifestyle, like the discretionary spending, and then 20% for savings and debt. Like, do you have any rough guidelines you would recommend around that?
Oh, you mean based on your income? So if you have X income a month, how much should you be spending on your fixed costs? Mm-hmm. Versus your variable. I mean, honestly, like I don't, only because at the end of the day, a lot of people have, I just feel like if you can get a handle on your fixed costs, right?
Yeah.
And then you have this extra money, super variable. Of course, there's going to be a sliver of that you're going to want to save. But like, as long as you've got your fixed costs covered and you can save a little bit, I mean, I don't care if I feel like people should like live the way they want to live is my point. I'm not going to say, and I do think a lot of these rules are BS and they're actually like old, old rules.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we could back into, I could do a calculation for you really quickly on my calculator for, can you hold on one sec? I'll do this. Yeah. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Okay. One sec.
Okay. Well, Catherine's doing that. I know that budgeting can bring up like a knot in your stomach. We think it's like restriction and maybe just change how you might feel about budgeting. Budgeting is a program for spending and you might want to call it like personal financial planning or my financial freedom plan. So if budgeting makes you like all anxious and thinking it's about deprivation and restriction, think of it like dieting. Dieting, we think it's like deprivation and restriction and elimination. Dieting is actually a program for eating. Just like budgeting is a program for spending. So that can be a little mindset shift for you around budgeting. And this is totally optional, by the way, but I really believe it is a key component of financial success and not difficult to implement. And not just for people with limited funds. I think budgeting makes it easier for people with incomes and expenses of all sizes to make just real conscious decisions about how you're allocating your money.
Okay, so here's what I've got. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's say you save $500 a month somehow in your, whether it's a 401k, an IRA, or just, I don't know, right? You're saving. This is just hypothetical.
Okay.
So again, like you got your fixed costs, you got your variable costs. Maybe you slice and dice a couple things, like deal with your cable bill, deal with some stuff you're spending money on the variable side that you're not really, sometimes I'm just buying stuff on Amazon. Like I have an Amazon budget. Like I have just like a random $25 where I can, and that doesn't count like toilet paper and stuff. It's like, let's say I want to buy some like a crystal. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I have like an, cause I sit and like I'll watch TV and then I start trolling Amazon and then I'm just like buying stuff. And no. So I give myself like a $25 a month, thing to just be like, oh, I want this like face roller or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I've got a gift budget of like, of $25 a month too, which I don't buy gifts for people every month, but there's inevitably, you know, a birthday or something, then all of a sudden you're spending $75. So if you've been like saving that $25 a month, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty like, I get down to the wire on stuff I know that I will be spending. I mean, even property taxes, I know what my annual property, so this is on the fixed side. I know what my annual property taxes are. So I break that down monthly. So I know, okay, this theoretically is what you should be setting aside every month to then pay your property taxes at the end of the year. Okay. So let's say after all of that, you somehow magically decide, you know what, I can still have a fun time with my variables costs and cover all my fixed costs. And I somehow managed to have an extra $500 a month for savings.
Okay.
So $500 a month is $6,000 a year. Okay. So if we do, so if we want to do 10 and hold on one second, 6i0 present value, 6 payment future value. Okay. So if you save $6,000 a year for 10 years, so that's $500 a month. Okay. Yeah. And let's assume you can get that money to grow at 6% per year. Mm-hmm. So that's the key. Like, this can't be sitting in your savings account where you're not paid any interest. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's got to be, which this could be like a whole separate conversation. Like, mm-hmm. how do you earn 6% a year? There's no like guaranteed way to do it. I mean, it's like, this goes back to the other stuff I was doing on investing in stock funds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to have about $80,000 is my point.
Okay.
$80,000 in 10 years. Mm-hmm. If you save $6,000 per year, $500 a month. So here's the thing. So we were like, all right, well, I'd have $80,000, it's actually closer to $79,000, but let's say $80,000 in 10 years, if I save $6,000 every year. But let's just say you don't get that 6% and it's not growing the compound. Mm-hmm. And let's just say it's sitting in your savings account and not earning any money, it's not growing. Yeah. You would have 6,000 times 10, you'd have 60,000. Mm. So you would be leaving about $20,000 on the table by having your money sitting in a savings account, not earning and not growing. The stock market's already up like 15 or 20% this year, by the way. Mm-hmm. So after like a hellacious fourth quarter. This is like a separate thing. So a lot of people say, oh, great, I'll just save $6,000 a year for 10 years and I'll have $80,000. No, you won't. Because if you have it sitting in your savings account, it's not growing, it's going to be $60,000, 6,000 times 10, right? But mm-hmm. if you invest it and you theoretically could get 6%, which is like a realistic target, it's not mm-hmm. overly aggressive, mm-hmm. you would have $20,000 more, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Like huge.
A 20 grand difference for essentially just taking some time to figure out where to put your money and what funds, right? Is mm-hmm. and not to like be all book pluggy, but that's what I talk about in my book, is how to do that.
This is a great time to talk about your book.
So anyway, that's it. That's all I got.
That's perfect. Okay. And I did a very poor job of introducing Catherine from a professional standpoint, because I was like so excited about our history as friends. So Catherine, she's been in the financial industry for over 15 years, but she has her own financial education company. She's known as Ms. Cheat Sheet in the financial world. And she's so unique because she combines financial education with her love of pop culture. And Catherine has studied comedy, and it comes through with all her lessons. And she's so funny. And so and you'll see in her writing and her videos, it's just a really brilliant way to teach. And so if you're interested in getting with Catherine, go to mscheatsheet.com. It's mscheatsheet.com. And you can also get her book on her website too. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Yes, this was so fun. I'm just happy to be talking to you again. So many good memories.
Thanks for the socials for TBS in touch, but it's great to get up. I'd like to say face to face, but voice to voice. Thank you. And thanks for listening, ladies. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.